Hi, this is 3:30, and you're listening to Hacker Public Radio. A couple of, probably several episodes now ago, Dave Yates was talking about the kind of stuff he carries around with him all the time, and got me thinking that I tend to carry quite a bit of stuff myself. I've got me a nice sturdy backpack that I bought from Walmart that's probably made with Chinese slave labor, but yeah, it's a fairly nice bag. I carry constantly my Nokia N800, which I'm recording on right now, walking home from work. My Asus Triple EPC 900 that I have running Ubuntu EEE, which is very nice. The chargers for both of those devices, my Sprint Palm Centro, and a data cable for that because I can charge it off the EEE. Quite regularly, I have my 13-inch compact V2000, which is running Gobuntu. I've got a little wallet full of memory cards. And to go with that, I've got several adapters that take like a mini SD and make it a full SD, and a micro SD that makes it a mini, and a micro SD that makes it a full SD. Really, I can convert many different little tiny card formats into several other many little tiny card formats. A plethora of USB cables, let me look here. I usually have a stick of deodorant with me because I'm a kind of fat and sweaty dude, and I kind of like to keep myself nice and clean, at least smelling. I guess I can't fix the cleanliness thing while I'm out and about. I have a small pair of battery-powered speakers that plug into a headphone jack. Let's see here. Going through the pocket here. Today I have the regular charger for my cell phone, the AC plug one. I have a USB cable, the kind that you'd use for like a printer. You never know when you might need one of those. Let's see here. My Chinese knockoff of the iPod Nano before it went fat. It's nice. I have a Plantronics adapter that takes a regular analog headset and makes it a USB headset. Never know when that might come in handy. The charger for my Plantronics Bluetooth headset. An adapter that removes the ground plug from a typical standard American AC plug, just in case I need to charge something in a extremely old building. A Logitech travel mouse that has the little USB dongle that attaches to the bottom side of it. The dongle, which has popped out. What else is this? A 4-port USB hub. And the last thing is a USB extension cable. Oh, wait, no. I do have one more thing in here. It's a broken charger. One of my dogs chewed the cable to it, a little bastard. But it has a green indicator light to know that it's working. And this thing comes in handy all the time. Because you always want to know if the reason why your whatever device it is isn't charging Is it because the device is somehow borked, or is the plug dead? And it's a lot easier to just go ahead and check the plug, you know, because you're not going to be desoldering pieces just, you know, at a restaurant or something, and unless you're really super hardcore. But this is also good for just kind of, without drawing too much attention, checking to see if, like, the outside plugs on a building are hot or not. Because, you know, computing in the vast urban environments of the Earth, it can be quite fun sometimes. Yeah, but that's... I think that's about all I've got in my bag, except I still have my pass from OLF 2008, just because I forgot to take it out of there. While I was at OLF, I had everything that I've discussed here, plus a about 11 t-shirts, various other swag, about 30 or 40 stickers in there, yeah, just that kind of stuff. But yeah, Dave, you're not the only one. I carry a lot of crap too. This has been Hacker Public Radio, and I am 330.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.